Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Considering that roughly half the people on the planet experience periods during their lives, there are a lot of myths out there about periods, and there are a lot of myths about conception and pregnancy. Today, let's bust a myth that has to do with all three. You may have heard it before. You can't get pregnant during your period. This is not true. You can totally get pregnant during your period. It's not super likely, statistically speaking, but just as a baby's arrival isn't as simple as a stork dropping off a special bundle, getting pregnant involves plenty of biological intricacies and uncertainties. Menstrual cycles vary, and a person can technically get pregnant at any point during their cycle. The typical menstrual cycle lasts 28 days, split into the follicular and luteal phases. In a nutshell, the follicular phase consists of an egg developing in the ovaries and the uterus starting to grow a nurturing lining. Then the egg releases, that's ovulation, and the luteal phase begins. It's the preparatory time in which a person's body gets ready for that egg to meet up with a sperm in the fallopian tubes. Hormone secretions prompt the uterine lining to continue thickening for embryo implantation should fertilization occur. If fertilization does not occur, menstruation commences as the lining of the uterus sheds and the unfertilized egg exits the uterus. If you have a textbook 28-day cycle with a textbook 5-day period, you're probably most likely to get pregnant if you have sex 14 days after your last period. That's when sperm are most likely to encounter a mature egg in the fallopian tubes. But not all cycles last 28 days. Not all periods last 5 days. The normal range for a menstrual cycle is anything from 21 to 35 days, and the average period can last from 4 to 7 days. It's normal to reach peak fertility anywhere from 11 to 21 days after your last period. And that's not even taking more outlying situations into consideration. Irregular periods that only come around every few months, as well as cycles that are shorter than the average 28 days, may hold higher probabilities for overlap between ovulation and menstruation. Although the statistical chances of it happening are low, there are three main ways that it's possible to get pregnant from unprotected sex despite the presence of vaginal bleeding. First up, if a woman has an especially short menstrual cycle, ovulation can occur before menstruation stops. This is the least likely scenario for a period pregnancy to take place, but a longer period lasting up to 7 to 8 days combined with a compressed menstrual cycle can add up to an embryo. More commonly, with shorter menstrual cycles, the ovaries could release an egg a few days after menstruation finishes. But even though an egg wasn't ready and waiting during the period itself, unprotected intercourse on, say, the last day of bleeding could leave behind sperm with a surprisingly potent shelf life. A sperm can survive inside a woman's body for 3 to 5 days, possibly resulting in pregnancy if the ovaries release an egg into the fallopian tubes in that time frame. Vaginal bleeding can also be misleading, as it doesn't always signal menstruation. In fact, some women spot during ovulation, which could be mistaken for a light period. In that case, unprotected sex could certainly result in pregnancy. Stress, for example, can be the culprit behind a late period, as can travel, which can sometimes be synonymous with stress. A change in weight can affect a person's period, and so can illness, certain conditions, and some medications. For example, take endometriosis, which is a case of misplaced cells. Ones that should be in a person's uterus grow in other places too, or instead, like the bowel, fallopian tubes, and ovaries. They respond to menstrual hormones by swelling and getting thicker, just like the ones that make up the uterine lining, but they don't get shed. They're just stuck. This condition can cause shorter cycles, longer periods, or breakthrough bleeding and cramping, all making it more difficult to know what stage of your cycle you're on. Or take polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS. This is caused by your hormones being out of whack, and since the menstrual cycle is ruled by hormones, it can cause your periods to come irregularly. Or uterine fibroids, which are non-cancerous tumors in the uterus. They can change the shape of the uterus and cause extra heavy periods. Or pelvic inflammatory disease, which is an infection often caused by bacteria from STIs like chlamydia. While some people have no symptoms at all, it can result in irregular periods or damage to the fallopian tubes, which messes with eggs and sperm's travel through the reproductive system. All of that is to say that our bodies are all different, and sometimes they're up to some pretty weird stuff. It's plausible for an expectant egg and an enterprising sperm to meet at any point during the month. Also, while we're here dispelling the myth that you can't get pregnant on your period, let's talk briefly about another myth. Some people mistakenly think that urinating after unprotected intercourse will flush any lingering sperm from the vagina. That's anatomically impossible, though, since sperm enter through the vaginal opening, whereas urine exits through the urethral opening, which is between the vaginal opening and the clitoris. Today's episode is based on the articles Can a Woman Get Pregnant During Her Period? By Kristen Conger and Abnormal Menstrual Cycles and Fertility by Katie Lambert, both on HowStuffWorks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.